This is the Pristine Ocean Podcast. I'm your host, Peter Hall. The podcast talks to people around the world tackling the scourge of marine plastic litter. The relationship between the economy and the environment is not an easy one. Most modern economies are based around the profit principle, but this doesn't work well for environmental projects. You can put a price on environmental degradation, but without the intensive international deal-making and haggling over environmental pricing, it is difficult to place a dollar value on a clean beach or an intact coral reef. What is the value of a kilo of rubbish removed from a beach compared to a kilo removed from the river that empties near that beach? What is the value of a kilo of waste plastic that is put in a landfill compared to a kilo burned in a cement kiln? What is the difference whether that kilo is in India or in Africa? These values are difficult to agree on for just a particular location, and they can have a completely different value from one location to the next. Maybe the problem is not the economic value, but the currency itself. Maybe we need a currency more suited to the demands of environmental projects, which are typically international and highly local. Sounds like a cryptocurrency, right? This week we're talking to Rob from the crypto token Beach, which is designed to fill the needs of groups of people like digital nomads moving through different locations, exchanging services. These services may be delivered over the internet or delivered locally. Currently, the organization behind the Beach Token has funding available for ocean preservation projects, and I really applaud that. Here's my conversation with Rob. Rob Cobbold from Beach Token. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Rob, can you describe what Beach Token is in a sentence?
Yeah, in a sentence, I would say that Beach Token is the world's planet positive cryptocurrency. Do I get two sentences?
Yes. I think we'll need two sentences or maybe more, yeah. Okay.
And basically, to understand the need for something like Beach, you kind of have to understand what's wrong with our fiat money, our national currency.
Just explain what fiat money is.
Yeah, fiat money is our national currency, you know, pounds, shillings, dollars, whatever it is.
Okay, got it. Yep.
The best way of explaining this is a little thought experiment. If you take a pristine tract of rainforest, and let's say I come along and I say to the bank, look, I want to protect this rainforest, so I'm going to need a loan of $1 million. And I want to just protect this rainforest, conserve it, look after it, leave it alone, and let it do its thing. And so the bank will say, okay, great. Well, you know, you can have your $1 million. And if, you know, if we need the money back, you can sell the rainforest and we can take the $1 million back. But how are you going to pay the interest? And so man number one doesn't get the loan. Man number two goes along and says, I'd like $1 million because I'm going to log this rainforest. And I'd like a little bit more than $1 million so that I can buy diggers and loggers and I can chop it down and I can give you 3% a year with all the profits that I make from selling the raw materials. So person number two gets the loan. What we can do by recreating and redesigning money is to realign those incentives so that what's good for the planet can also be profitable, essentially, so that we can actually start to incentivize en masse the kind of behaviors that we need to see to look after our planet and look after our oceans.
Okay, I think that resonates with a lot of people, the idea that we need to align the economy with what is good for not just for the GDP, but for also for all the things that make our life good, you know, and that is, and the environment is a big part of that. So what's the answer?
Well, the answer is there's many answers, but Beach is trying to be part of the answer. So what we've done is we've created a currency which achieves three things at a stroke. Number one, it's stable enough to be a means of exchange. So, you know, I ideally we want this currency to be used, and I can tell you exactly what we think that's going to look like. It's actually quite a good investment as well. So it's going to be deflationary. It's also going to accrue what we call reflection, which is kind of like interest. It means that you're basically going to, if you hold it, then you're going to get more of it. And finally, it's funding direct beach cleanups around the world. So 1% of every transaction that takes place, we give towards people on the ground picking up litter all over the world on beaches. A further 1% we give towards any kind of blue carbon project. So that could be mangrove forests or kelp farms.
Okay, so you've created a currency that's aligned to supporting campaigns that will have a positive impact on the environment. Putting that aside for a second, let's talk about yourself. You're deeply involved in this beach token together with a partner. And I would like to hear about, why you're doing this. What's your personal motivation? What is your connection to ocean conservation?
Sure. So I've been passionately devoted to trying to solve climate change in a whole variety of ways. I think really that came from a course I did with Professor Jem Bendel, who is the author of the Deep Adaption paper. An incredible, incredible teacher. And I did his sustainable leadership course at the University of Cumbria. And I'd always been interested in climate change, but I think that impressed upon me more than ever just how urgent this was. And he did an incredible job of sort of removing all the psychological barriers that people normally have to take action and to really devote themselves to something. So I came out the end of that week just really convinced that this had to be part of my purpose in life. It had to be part of my future. And so I've tried a variety of ways of putting that into action. So I started in education. So I used to work for the Green Schools Project, going into primary schools, secondary schools around the UK and inspiring young people to tackle climate change. And then more recently in the crypto space.
What is the connection to the ocean conservation? You were talking about climate change, I think, was the template. But I mean, what was the step to ocean conservation?
Well, you can't separate the two. You know, the health of our oceans is intimately connected to the health of our atmosphere and tackling climate change. There's been a couple of sort of previous iterations of Beach, but I've always been involved with CT, who's the partner here. There's been a sort of couple of previous iterations that he's got me involved in. But essentially, we're both convinced that there must be a way to create a currency which incentivizes planet positive behavior rather than extractive growth for the sake of growth behavior. And I think with Beach, we've hit upon that. We've actually created a currency which can basically reward and incentivize people to do the things that we know need doing, but there's no financial reward to do that, like picking up litter on the beach, like planting mangroves, which currently they haven't managed to work out the economics of that yet at all. So we think we've created a currency which works, which makes sense, which has its own internal momentum and logic. Because it's very easy to create a currency, but it's very difficult to get people to adopt it. That's the difficult thing. But I think with Beach, we've managed to crack that. We've made it attractive enough that people will adopt it. And then at the same time, it has this wonderful mechanism whereby we can actually incentivize planet positive behavior, whether it's picking up litter or growing kelp or whatever it is.
Was there a moment in time when you thought, hey, you know, everything that I've done until now fits, and I've got this new, I've heard about this cryptocurrency, you know, that those cryptocurrency matches what I've been doing up until now. Was there a moment in time when you can remember when you realized that?
Yeah, well, I think meeting CT, to be honest. I've got a very sort of smorgasbord style CV. So, you know, I've done a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I haven't got 4 years experience in any one particular area. But when I met CT and he explained, actually the previous iteration of Beach, which was called Earth, which never quite got off the ground, which was more like a sort of social media platform, basically, where the like button we'd replaced with a micro donation that you could give to charity. But anyway, when I heard about this idea, it just combined all the different threads and seeds of experience and interest that I'd been pursuing just because I was interested in them over the last sort of 5 years. And when you, you know, when you find something that speaks to you, that you find deeply meaningful, and you know, you think you're going to be good at it, then that's, you know, that's sort of ikigai, isn't it? Where, you know, that's where you need to be putting your time and attention.
I suppose the problem is with any of these things is traction. And I presume that the Acorn idea had problems with traction. It's just when everybody's using it, it's great. But to actually get over that valley of death where you've got enough users is what it, let's talk about the current challenges of the Beach token. How are you doing there, and how are you going to get that traction?
Yeah, well, you've absolutely nailed it, Peter. I think there's a quote from someone called Hyman Minsky who said, anybody can create money. The problem is getting people to accept it. and that's exactly it. I mean, at the moment, people are piling into Beach because they see it primarily as a good investment. They can see that it's going to grow in value and accrue yield. But that's really just a means to an end. That's just a way to get people in. And eventually we want people using this currency and we want people accepting it. So we're going to have a sort of online platform called the Beach Collective. And the Beach Collective is basically a sort of ecosystem of all the users of Beach. And it's going to have three parts to it. Beach Pay. So I can pay for real world purchases via this sort of transaction mechanism. Beach Gig, which is sort of like a freelancer portal. And Beach Shop, which is an online marketplace for ethical brands and products. And really the community that we're targeting is the kind of work from anywhere, remote working crowd, digital nomads, that kind of crowd who are simultaneously moving through multiple territories, using multiple different currencies, living in co-working spaces, splitting the bill with multiple different people from different countries, and generally climate conscious, and you know, probably aware that their globetrotting has a footprint and are keen to do something about that. So that's the kind of market we're targeting. But as you say, it's difficult to get these things off the ground, and it's difficult to get over that sort of to get over the hump to a sort of critical mass of people who are using it. But we're getting there. And the other challenge is actually, believe it or not, it's actually finding good projects on the ground where people are picking up litter. So that's why your podcast and your community are so useful. We've been contacting some of the people you've interviewed in the past and basically approaching them to say, look, we'd love to fund you. But if there's anyone out there who's picking up litter, who's doing it on the ground, who's doing it in the right way, particularly who's employing local people, then get in touch with us because we have a pot of money that we want to give away to real good people on the ground who are taking action, who maybe haven't been funded in the past and are doing this just out of the goodness of their own heart or their own time or are self-funded. You know, we would love to come along and help you to do more of what you're doing.
Okay, let's just talk about that. I think you've touched on a number of characteristics of the people that you would like reaching out to, but what would be your ideal campaign that you would like to support?
Essentially, anywhere in the world, anybody picking up litter, and any other kind of ocean conservation work, like coral restoration, mangrove restoration. So anybody anywhere who's engaging in ocean conservation of any kind, we would love to know about.
It's just a matter of finding them and working together. And this whole virtual world that we've been in the last year is a sort of an enabler to make those international connections. And I sort of see that very positive. Question about the future. Where do you see yourself in, say, 1 year?
Well, hopefully in 1 year, we want to get that Beach Collective off the ground. So we want to have digital nomads all over the world using Beach for real world purchases. Basically, we want to create a community, a kind of ecosystem of people around the world who use Beach as their currency as they travel around the world. Secondly, we want to have that decentralized map of direct climate action taking place in the Beach ecosystem. We want to have that up and running, that augmented reality world that I spoke about. So we want to have people all over the world picking up litter, doing good for the oceans, and then earning Beach as a result. We want to have ethical brands on board as well. ethical surfwear. I mean, it doesn't have to be ocean related necessarily. It could, I mean, you know, it could potentially one day, this probably won't be in a year, but it could be, you know, sort of Amazon, somewhere where you can buy and sell anything and everything. But all the time, all of those transactions, 1% is going towards ocean cleanups and 1% is going towards blue carbon projects. So essentially the sky's the limit for that one. Initially, we're going to be vetting everyone quite carefully. So it's only ethical brands and products that you can buy via the marketplace. But there are all these directions that we can grow in and hopefully just have as many projects on the ground that are being funded and supported by Beach that are protecting our oceans.
Okay, I see that there's a lot of ideas bubbling up, but right now you've got this cryptocurrency, Beach, which you are using to fund ocean conservation projects. And you're reaching out to beach projects, ocean conservation projects around the world who are needing support, financial support. So I really applaud what you're doing and I wish you all the best.
Well, you too, Peter. And you know, thanks so much for building this community of amazing people around the world. It's like you say, that's the wonderful thing about the digital world is that you can connect people and build communities. And it's so nice to know that there are these wonderful people just out of the goodness of their own heart or on their own time are going out there and picking up litter, which is not easy work after all, let's be honest. it's just lovely to be in a position to enable these people to do more of what they're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm looking forward to talking again in a year to see where you are. See what's happened, how these ideas have been developing.
Yeah. And just final word, just to say, if you're out there, if you're picking up litter, if you're restoring mangrove, if you're looking after the ocean in any way, then please get in touch, whether you're a brand, an individual, a small campaign, whatever it is, get in touch. We want to hear from you and we want to work with you.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Rob.
We've been talking to Rob Cobbold from Beach Token. If you want to know more about Beach Token, check out the show notes. That's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening to the Pristine Ocean Podcast, the podcast that talks to people around the world tackling the scourge of marine plastic litter.